From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. For the next 4 minutes or so, we'll be looking at some education issues in Florida. First up, a new state mandate requires that Florida schools teach students about human trafficking. The Miami-Dade County School District is using a curriculum developed by a state senator who's also an advocate for preventing child sexual abuse. More than 100 school social workers recently attended a training on the curriculum at Miami Jackson Senior High School. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman was there.
Hey, you were looking pretty tense out there today.
In this scene, a soccer coach is grooming a middle school student, Brianna, trying to gain her trust, get time alone with her, signs he might be preparing to abuse her.
I can always give you one-on-one lessons at my house. You want to come by this weekend?
I think I'm okay. I'll do better next time.
All right, well, you need a ride home?
No, my mom's on her way.
Sometimes it can be hard to tell if...
The narrator in the video, Lauren Book, points out the red flags in the scenario. An unwanted pat on the student's shoulder, the offer to meet outside of school, or give her a ride.
A safer solution would have been for the coach to offer to call Brianna's mom, wait with her in a public place, or offer her a ride home with another adult in the car.
In the end, Brianna tells her mom about the coach's inappropriate behavior.
Hi, honey. How was your day?
It was good, but... something weird happened.
The video is part of a curriculum some Miami-Dade schools have been using for years to teach kids how to recognize and speak up about abuse.
What did the coach do?
School social workers at this training are learning to use the lessons to comply with a new state mandate for teaching about human trafficking. The curriculum was developed by the foundation Lauren's Kids, founded by Lauren Book. Book was sexually abused as a child and later became a children's advocate, a kindergarten teacher, and now a Democratic state senator representing Plantation. In the elementary school videos, Book appears with an animated blue dog.
That's right, buddy.
Now with the little ones at the kindergarten level, they love Buddy, the little blue dog.
Mariana Lopez is a social worker at four schools in Miami-Dade County.
They might not remember you, but when they see you in the halls, they always say, oh, Buddy. They always remember Buddy, and I think they teach important lessons.
She says the videos give kids tools they need to stay safe. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.
The University of Central Florida says it will fire three faculty members at its Institute for Simulation and Training. This was after an investigation revealed they helped a student obtain a PhD in exchange for grant funding. From our sister station, WMFE in Orlando, reporter Rachel Smith has details.
UCF hired a Washington, D.C. law firm in December after a whistleblower complaint alleged degrees were being bought. The firm's findings revealed research assistant professor Daniel Barber and associate professor Lauren Reinerman-Jones traded at least one degree for grant funding. The firm also concluded that the student involved plagiarized his entire doctoral dissertation. According to the 109-page report, Reinerman-Jones forced other students to write a dissertation for the student. The firm also found Reinerman-Jones and Barber used UCF resources like lab space and students for their private company without authorization. UCF is also terminating the director of the Institute for Simulation and Training, Randall Shoemaker, and will revoke the student's doctoral degree. Retired U.S. Navy Captain Wes Taylor will serve as interim director of IST while the university searches for a new director. I'm Rachel Smith in Orlando.
Every 30 seconds, a Latino in the United States turns 18 years old. That's voting age. Throughout this election year, WLRN will be taking an in-depth look at this important voting bloc. Our news team is partnering with Public Radio International's The World for a project titled Every 30 Seconds. We'd like to talk with young Latinos in South Florida who will be voting for the very first time this year. If that's you, we'd love to hear from you. So please text the word HELLO to 786-590-2262. Once again, that's the word HELLO to 786-590-2262. And please remember that standard messaging rates apply. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.